the governor wants to put on some state employees.
On state employees, exactly. So we talk a lot about the vetoes, 147 vetoes the governor put in her budget. What she did then in return is vetoed. She transferred funds, but then also vetoed 147 different items. We continue to talk a lot about some of the specific dollar amounts that she vetoed. But the other piece that really is important to me, and I think some people refer to it as the whistleblower language, she vetoed something that a state employee is prohibited from speaking with a legislator.
Welcome to the Soviet Union. That makes no sense.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What?
In my opinion, no one should be restricted, no matter where they work, from speaking to their elected official.
H-E-L-L, no. That's wrong.
She vetoed it. She vetoed the piece in there that gave protection. We put in place a state employee would be protected if they offered information.
So if they're a whistleblower.
Exactly. Right. And she vetoed that. So now it is of a criminal nature if someone who's a state employee comes to me with information.
That's just absolutely ludicrous.
Well, the problem is for me, Greg, how am I to make an informed decision? When it comes to, first of all, let's just talk about policy. So last week in Transportation Committee, we were looking at some legislation that we heard from the Road Builders Associations, we heard from County Road Associations, MITA, all important stakeholders on this issue.
Yeah.
We sit there and listen, we gather information, who's
That's
opposed to it, who is in favor of it, and then when the cards were turned in, it stated that MDOT was opposed to it.
Isn't that your job?
Then the question was, why are they opposed to it? No one was there to offer that information, and they're not willing to have conversations. That creates a major problem.